Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Remember, if anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns and those who dig. You dig.
To you. Hope you're doing well. It's been a short, long week, hasn't it? Woo! It slid by, but man, was it packed. That's all I have to say. Wow, what a show. So, big show ahead. In the last hour, I want to dive into a lot of newsworthy information about the George Lloyd case, and I'm hoping you'll help out. If you want to sound off on that, though, you are more than welcome to do so this hour. 888-673-1450. I need your help today and with this hour, and I'd love your calls. 888-673-1450. So a couple of things, just to start off, right off the bat. So we have new cases of, COVID and of course, 25 new cases, right? Because they're testing more. Now they say there's 14 in the hospital all of a sudden. And let's just put it this way. I'm going to ask the question, what does hospitalization mean? Does it mean visiting the hospital? And being in there for, I don't know, usually how long does it take for them to even say hello to you? 3 hours? Okay. So are we talking hospitalizations where somebody is on a ventilator, or are we talking about just visiting the hospital and them saying, go home, there's no treatment? I've always had a question about that, and it's never been answered, and the health department will never answer it. And they keep claiming HIPAA, even though HIPAA applies to a certain individual's medical history, not an overall issue. And so you have this problem of information, and number one. And when the cases go up, you know, if people were sincerely quarantining themselves to the ninth degree, then yes, when they emerge, getting sick is something that can happen. And calling it COVID is another thing that can happen in the United States, apparently, as more and more and more coroners are coming out and doctors are coming out and saying that everything is considered COVID. So the new numbers, I know a lot of people are fretting and wringing their hands and, oh my gosh, and we all played. See, they want you to think as well that you all went out Memorial Weekend and you killers, you gave it to everybody, right? That's what the narrative is trying to say. That's why the hangers on, the phasing in, the ridiculous amounts of phasing in is still going strong because they have to have this narrative stay. And especially if they're going to temporarily give you some of your freedom back while still withholding some of your freedom in order to then strip away what's left this fall. So just keep that in mind. The more cases of test positive that we get, then all that means is it's just in your body. It doesn't mean infection. And it doesn't mean you're going to get an infection. It just means you have it in your body. So I'm just trying to clarify because I know a lot of people, man, they hear the number 14, still at even 14, if it was true. And let's just say that in your mind, you imagine all these people hooked up to ventilators. I don't know why, but and usually for other reasons, as we've come to find out later. Let me just say that that people get all in a twit about it, and it still isn't a pandemic. You have 253,000 people in half of the state. That's not a pan. It's clearly not a pandemic. So, I just wanted to say that again. Okay, so there's that. There's also kind of a strange thing going on with endorsing. I was surprised to hear Jonathan Johnson, who ran for governor, is a friend of mine, endorsing Huntsman. Mike Lee endorsing Huntsman. This was very bizarre. I don't know if you're thinking the same thing, but I think, you know, Huntsman for governor, I don't know that you could pick a bigger globalist, Romney, but, you know, Huntsman in this state. And I'm thinking, you know, did they not get the memo? I'm calling Huntsman a fiscal conservative, and a conservative, just calling him that is so baffling to me that I'm a little stunned, to tell you the truth. And I'm stunned at the at endorsing in general. If you need an endorsement, there's a definite problem. If you have a record, your record should speak for itself. You don't need an endorsement. And when I see people, like I said yesterday, like the governor using his influence to try to pass the reins down to his predecessor, given, you know, his precious choice, Spencer Cox, to carry on all of the very liberal things that he's doing, then that's a problem. And I don't know if you're as surprised as I am on that, but I was clearly surprised, to tell you the truth. There's a couple things, isn't there? So we have some rioting going on. And in a couple of instances, it looks as though maybe one of the St. Paul officers might be the guy in the mask with the umbrella, dressed in black, smashing windows at AutoZone. And so we have a particular dilemma going on. We have a lot of people questioning the narrative today, and it's very, I'll tell you this. Over the last, say, 6 years on the show, maybe seven of those, the years I've been on, when an incident happened, right off the bat, we would usually come in and start saying, well, this struck me, and this struck me, and this can't be answered, and something strange about this. And I just wanted to let you know, it's interesting how many people are already going down that road now that we've been through the COVID nightmare, right? The COVID mess. It's kind of interesting that more and more people are questioning right off the bat. It used to be where we questioned, and then finally people, you know, some people would go, but right now there's a lot of people that are going, now, wait a minute. Something's not right here. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, I just want to comment on what you were saying with, you know, JJ endorsing Huntsman. I was kind of surprised by that. Mm-hmm. And it dawned on me just recently, Cox and Huntsman are the past. Mm-hmm. They're 20th century thinkers. We need some 21st century thinkers. And both Greg Hughes and Thomas Wright have demonstrated that they're forward thinkers. They have big, bold ideas and energy to do things that nobody's ever thought to do before. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the kinds of things that we should all be thinking about. Who will do the best in the future?
Right.
And John Huntsman has been kind of touting his experience. Well, let's look at that experience. What did he do with that experience? What happened during that time?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it points out pretty plainly that he's not a forward thinker mm-hmm. in the way that we need.
Right.
That's just my two cents.
All right. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome to weigh in on that. And I'm glad to take your call. Those are just my initial thoughts today. And of course, a lot of my thoughts kind of went to the George Lloyd thing. A lot of news is coming out that's very peculiar. And I'm happy to see a lot of people start questioning and start wondering what's really going on. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to question things. It doesn't mean you're being mean to any victim. It means that you're questioning things. So I think that's important. So you're welcome to call in on that. And then also, because it's kind of a free-for-all hour. And here's another one. In California, one of the school districts decided to show and demonstrate what they were going to do inside the schools. And they were going to partition off each desk with very high partitions of plastic. I know, plastic around the desks to isolate the students. And all I have to say about that is, if you're a parent and you willingly send your child to school, and that's the environment your child's stuck with all day long for 8 hours, you need a mental health checkup. you need some intervention as a parent. Because I'm not talking state intervention. I'm just talking about check yourself. If I saw a school doing that, partitioning off every desk in heavy, you know, painter's plastic, and making little mini prisons inside the school and doing all of this nonsense, I would pull my kid out. And if you have to move to a smaller house, do it. And if you have to move to an apartment, do it. And even forego the job if you have to. Find another way. I can't even stomach thinking that parents will go, well, it'll keep them safe. How mentally traumatizing can you be? So I just can't even imagine that. Even the visual message that it sends to a kid, you know? So I had to comment on that. I just couldn't even believe my eyes. I posted it on Facebook. You can go check it out and see it. It's very, very sad. So I just wanted you to know. I also want your calls. If you want to call in about some of the things that you're seeing, like the woman in the wheelchair that was seemingly attacked by somebody in one of these riots, and then all of a sudden she's behind a wall laughing and could possibly be a crisis actor, you know, you just call in. That's totally fine. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. Hi, caller. You got about 45 seconds. Go for it.
We'll make it quick. Hello, Miss Kate.
Hi there.
Instead of maybe going forward boldly with new ideas, maybe we could just go back to some of the basic principles that got us here to begin with, and just free agency and just basic freedoms and self-governance, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of reacting to any situation that comes across our plate,
right.
You know, that we're just knee-jerking. And this is not how to govern ourselves.
Yeah.
We just go back to the basics.
Yep.
Just principles, you know, take care of one another, love one another, that kind of stuff. Basic stuff.
All right. Hey, thank you for that. Really appreciate that. And just go back to the basics of liberty. I get that. I can completely understand that. And I think it's, you know what it is? The secret ingredient for being a governor is understanding the Constitution and having the courage, having some courage to stand by it. No excuses, no blame, just straight up courage. Stand there by yourself. That's what we need. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Weird version. Kate Daly Show. Strange, right? Kate Daly Show. How are you doing today? And of course, it's open phone lines. You can call in and we can discuss just about anything. Well, not everything, but you know, just about anything. I'm open. And I'll take the first caller. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. By the way, I have a good friend. Do you remember the guest that was shining a light? She speaks all over the country about Iraq. So she was shining the light on the Middle East and Iraq at the time, growing up under Saddam's regime and talking about more truth about what was going on that we were not getting in the news. She's coming back on the show in the next hour along with Ron Sussek, and they're going to be on talking about the Middle East. And then I'm going to tackle a majority of things that struck me in the last hour about the George Lloyd case. But I'm willing to talk about that too in this local hour as well. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Question for you. Do you ever feel like your head's going to explode?
Yeah. Every minute.
Me too. It's like, it just keeps going on and on, and I think, man, how much more can my head take without actually imploding?
It feels that way.
Anyway, I heard your little blurb on on the educational system.
Yeah.
And, you know, we pulled our kids out 4 years ago and homeschooled them because things were getting so ugly.
Yes.
But doesn't it sound to you like what they're doing with the educational system is preparing these little drones for fitting into the corporate world and being used to living in their little cubicle and serving the state like good little automatons in the corporate world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something very striking about that transition, not being much of a transition at all. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, it just makes me sad. It makes me sad because I just hope if parents can start speaking up now, they won't be so foolish to do this. But you know what, though? It actually works against what I feel is probably the right thing to do anyway, and that would be just take them out and homeschool. So if it drives people to homeschool, I'm okay with that.
I am, too.
Yeah.
I am, too. If you want to have an effect on what it is that is going into the programming of your child, people have to take control themselves.
Right.
Because who do you want raising your child? What values do you want your child to have?
Right.
The mainstream educational system, which is obviously just liberal beyond belief, or you want them to have the real values.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. Thank you. Really appreciate the call.
You
thanks.
Bet.
888-673-1450. Oh, you guys. For the last hour, I have so many clips. I might just clip through the whole entire hour. That's how many points of interest I have about this case. Very, very strange on the Georgia Lloyd case. The education right now, that's being discussed and decisions are being made. You might want to make sure that that you're in on that, that you have some input. I don't know how much input we actually have. In fact, it's tough because I don't believe that we actually have a ton of input. I think decisions are made regardless. And then I think they always say it's the majority of the people that want something. I remember when the Airbnb topic came up in St. George and Mayor Pike was traveling to Salt Lake and telling them that the majority of residents didn't want it. There was no poll that said that. And I hear this from different people. No matter the issue, the person in the elected office will say the majority of my citizens want this or that without any proof whatsoever. And so that's a problem. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Can I get on the list? Talk to the hostess.
What's that?
Can I get on the list? Talk to the host.
To Lowe's?
No, can I get on the list to talk to the host?
Oh, yes. You're live right now. Go for it. You're live.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, just a couple things on that situation in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
The problem isn't just the cop there. It's cops all across America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live here. I live in Lake Havasu. But anyway, here, and there was a call to the cop this morning, probably a bad one, some guy drinking too much. Mm-hmm. They send out the SWAT team, 20 cops, you know, a little bit overreach.
Mm-hmm.
But the cops are just out of control. This cop there, they said on the radio, had 18 previous incidents of reports, you know, of abuse and that. I think after one, they should be fired.
Mm.
We give them the power with a gun to kill, rape, steal, shoot. They can do anything they want, and with that power, they need to be held accountable.
Mm.
But the public, for some reason, want to believe that old soundbite, there's a few bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, there might be a few good ones, and I think everyone really knows that.
Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But,
well,
yeah,
I appreciate you calling
in. Cops are not your friends. I guarantee you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate that. If anybody wants to sound off or even provide a rebuttal for that, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. You know, it's awfully interesting. The liberals are going after the discussion of oppression. You don't know what it's like to be oppressed. And we have conservatives that are, you know, it's about the cop issue. And then, of course, then there's a whole level of people that are going, now, wait a minute, what's going on here? This isn't shaking out to be right. Like, there's too many inconsistencies about the case. It's kind of interesting, all the different camps today. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kay, I'd just like to address some remarks to the young people on the fact that they need to help resolve this issue. The government's holding everybody hostage, and if they don't step up and try to help they're going to be hostages the rest of their life. I would just say they need to find a way to help hold the government hostage, too, so okay. that when they get old enough to have kids that they're okay. not wearing masks around like everybody now. So
right.
just my thoughts to the young
Thanks.
People who are in school to mm-hmm. help find a way to resolve this. So
okay. Thank
that's my
you.
Thoughts.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller.
Hi there, Kate.
Hi there. Go right ahead. You're live.
Hey, I'd like to respond to that last caller about the cops.
Okay.
I've served many years in the military. Mm-hmm. I have many friends that were cops prior to military service mm-hmm. and also were cops after. And while I don't have any specific statistics at all, I would say by talking to them that perhaps 10 or maybe at the most 15% of a law enforcement agency has mm-hmm. the kind of cop that was bullied in school and got his lunch money taken away and mommy didn't give him enough love and
right,
he's got a
right.
chip on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most police officers are good guys who, just like I wanted to serve my country, wanted to serve their community and for a lot of the similar reasons. But when and of course it's not the fault of the collective, it's the fault of the leadership, but when somebody, whether they were drunk, whether they were making specific threats mm-hmm. here in a small town like this, calls and 20 squad cars shows up
yeah.
and the SWAT team shows up, it's not only laughable, it makes the department look like a bunch of ass clowns on the national stage as far as law mm-hmm. enforcement officers go.
Mm-hmm.
And what's upsetting to me is like this case with this man who was killed with the cop with his knee on is most police officers I know will readily tell you that 5, 10, or 15% of their department has that kind of guy who's
right.
just black or white.
Okay. Right.
But what's upsetting is that police departments have been and still continue to support people like that. And rather than come up with a better vetting process, a psychological test to see if you're the person who's looking for power and
right.
authority over his fellow citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody like that does sneak through the system, then have within the in place in the department's policy to when something is found out about that, get rid of them. And unfortunately,
right.
and I would challenge anybody, and I've never been a police officer, I only have lots of friends, but I challenge anybody in law enforcement nationwide to come out and claim that no, we don't, as a police, as police unions and stuff, support and protect our own, because they do. Even when they turn out to be scumbags who have repeatedly shown that they have no business with a badge and a gun.
Yeah, thank you for that.
That's really, my comment.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. This is your opportunity to sound off, and you're more than welcome to call the show. 888-673-1450. I'd love to see what you have to say about all of this. I know you've got thoughts. I know you have thoughts. I have a lot of them today. I was up, I don't even know when I went. I think I went to bed at like 5. Seriously, I was doing a lot of homework last night, And just kept running into more and more strange things about this case. But I think we're going to see a lot of it increase. I really do. I think we're going to see events like this right now on steroids. They're going to increase. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Thank you for everything you do. I know
thanks.
A little bit about how you make your money and I just so much appreciate all that you do for our community and whatnot.
That's really nice. Thank you.
And I was wondering if you knew anything about the Scott Smith that's running for the school board.
Yes, and I've been told from some pretty reliable sources to support him.
Okay, good. I don't know if it's the same guy, but there's a doctor here in town named Scott Smith.
I don't think so. I don't think it's the right.
Okay.
I don't think it's the same. Yeah. So
okay.
There's that. Yeah, thanks. Really appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you,
Kate.
Thank you. So nice. 888-673-1450. You're welcome to sound off. It's so strange. We're living in a very, very strange year. And I know you know this, that's preaching to the choir, but it is got to be, I don't know how much weirder, I'm not going to say how much weirder it can get because I know it can get so much stranger. So I'll just leave it at that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon. I think a weird year is an understatement for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yes, this morning I was speaking with my father, who is mm-hmm. 95, and he asked me, who should I vote for mm-hmm. for governor?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't give him a good answer, and so, mm-hmm. but I knew who to ask, and you're the one. So who should he look closer at? I can't offhand think of anyone who really
stands out.
Reflects my values much. How about you?
Well, I'm kind of in the same boat. This is a tough one. What I'll do is I'll take you off the air because I'm going to have to transition to a break anyway. But just thank you for that question. I'm asked that daily. And so if I have to say of the heap of candidates for the Republican Party, who would I vote for? If I had to cast a vote, I would probably lean more towards Greg Hughes. The problem with that is that's not a ringing endorsement. That's not even an endorsement because I don't want to endorse. And I also feel like there's been a lot of problems with his record as well. And I see some grandstanding, to be honest with you. I see some excuses. I see some blame. I see some things like that, some tough talk, but I don't see how it's done much, you know. Huntsman and Cox are just pure globalists through and through. And so there's no way I would ever cast a vote for them. And I think Thomas will probably, I think he'll most likely drop out. Maybe not. He says he's going to go the distance. But I'll talk about this for just a minute more when I come back, because I want to explain my position on this when I come back. This is the Kate Daly Show. I'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day,
welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Glad to take your call today, 888-673-1450. Happy to, actually. All right. I am going to, of course, take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. It's me again. What I meant by how you make your money is that, and that I appreciate everything you do for St. George and Utah, is that I'm pretty sure that you do your job for free.
Well,
and
not totally
I just
for
appreciate
free,
it,
but,
and thank you.
Not thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. Not totally for free, but... Not anything close to what people probably envision for a show with this reach. Let's just say that. Not even close. So there's a lot of fees and stuff with the show. So anyway, I don't want to get into that. It's a lot to get the show on the air, and it's a lot to do the show. So a lot of the... I would say some of the money from advertising, I mean, that's where it has to go. That's where it's earmarked. So anyway, I really appreciate that, though. And if you can donate to the show, it makes life a little easier in trying to figure out month to month what we're doing. So my gosh, please, you know, I always hate asking. I'm just not an asker. So sorry, I have a hard time with that. I always have, and I'm just not built that way. So anytime I do say it on the show, it's because I have to grin and bear it when I say it. But if you can help the show, thank you. Even a little bit helps and covers the heavy fees for the show, and that would be lovely. And there's three ways to do that, and all you have to do is go to the website in the middle of the homepage, and it tells you how to do that. I'm going to also, because of our reach with Geez, well over a million now podcast listens. I'm going to be putting up two different boxes so you can listen to podcasts in two different ways. And hopefully we could make one of them downloadable. And that's currently going to be done this weekend. And so I just kind of want to let you know so that there's a couple of ways. And the reason I'm doing that is because the sensors are alive and well now. And I'm starting to get more dings and more sensors and stuff like that. So I'm just letting you know we're going to be putting up two different boxes for downloads, but it's going to be the same downloads. It's just in two different places. So you have a little, you know, it's on iTunes and all kinds of places too, but just on the homepage, there'll be two places. All right. So, okay, let me just kind of describe where I'm at, because I keep getting asked this question about the voting and, this is a tough one. So if you want to vote Republican, this is hard because I've always been a Republican. And so I'll tell you, though, we have had a problem for 120 years. And the problem isn't getting better. The problem isn't getting better. And we just noticed this, didn't we? In glaring neon lights when this whole COVID mess thing broke out and everybody in government sought to take your liberty. Can you tell me how many people in Utah started asking questions right away, or said, no, don't do this, or we want to know more before we take anyone's liberty. I want to know exactly why I'm taking the liberty. Can anyone give me even three people in politics that actually stood up to all the press and all the cameras and went on KSL and said, this is not okay, from the very beginning? So they all sought to take freedom. And they all have no problem with that. And a majority of them, I think everyone except for Greg Hughes, believes in climate change, is going to take measures in Utah to combat the climate change nonsense. We have very, very few people. So if I say, you know, Greg's the only one, I'm just trying to be just really honest about, okay, this is kind of where they fall, but will that his stance on climate change, will that do anything? Because he has a Congress, right, to worry about. He's got legislators that do these things. And so we have to worry a lot more even about local legislators than we do the governor's stance. But certainly the governor can put things on steroids or invite things in or ramp things in, just like we invited the UN. That was Herbert and Cox. So, if I had to vote, I mean, if somebody had a gun to my head, I mean, taking the best of all of the globalists, I mean, I'm not quite sure is that a choice? I mean, how do you do that? I say go with your conscience. And I say that if you vote third party, vote write in your candidate. Ron Paul said something really important when he was on the show the last time. And he said, I always went to bed at night feeling good about myself and my decisions that I was making in politics. And we all have to go to bed at night and not feel like we sold out. And it's funny because, you know, I got a comment today and it was more along the lines of, well, if you don't vote the worst, then the worst of the worst gets it. You know, if we keep on doing that, we get 50 more years of this. Is this working out for us so far? Because every single time we held our nose and voted, look at what just transpired under COVID. When push comes to shove, they don't stand for you. They could care less. For your safety. What a bunch of bunk. So, you know what? This should have been so eye-opening that you are almost, you know, that maybe the only answer, the only answer after having this much of our freedom taken from us by the so-called conservatives, that you write in a name. The worst of the worst. I remember being told this with Romney. Oh, you got to hold your nose. You got to hold your nose or the Democrat will get it. Do we sincerely have a difference? Is Romney any different than your worst liberal progressive? Come on. And if your next comment to me is, well, he doesn't believe in abortion, though. Yeah, he does. Yeah, I have him on tape. Yeah, he does. So, you know, so the whole the worst is the worst of the worst and the worst is going to get it if you don't vote. I'm really tired of that. 8.5 years later, almost 9 years now, on the radio, with that mentality, has gotten us nowhere in the last 9 years. Nowhere. And I don't know that it's much of an excuse anymore. You know? So you're voting out of fear? You're voting out of fear. I don't know that that's okay. Well, our guy's got to get it, though. Our guy's got to get it. Why? Our guy doesn't do anything to stand up for freedom. So what does it matter? We don't get anybody with true courage. I only know one legislator in this entire state, truly, maybe two with, I'll give you three. Maybe three with some courage. Boy, that's sad. That's sad because we have a majority. We have a majority of Republicans. What happened to us? Oh, we just kept voting. We just kept voting. Nobody ever said, you know, we just keep voting for, well, who's the best of the crop? Well, what if the crop is not a stellar crop? Now what? Now, I know a lot of you might believe in Greg, and I understand why. And some of you might believe in Thomas, and I get it. If you believe in Huntsman or Cox, I can't be much help to you. But I don't think anything stellar is going to get done. I don't. At this point. I think some things could happen a lot faster, sure, but I don't think you're going to see any stellar changes. That's the problem. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, I got a small lockdown victory for you.
Okay.
You know how some stores, they have one entrance and one exit, and like some will be in the same door, but some will be on the complete opposite ends of the building.
Right.
Right? Like one door will be entrance and one door will be exit. Well,
okay.
I know a lot of the employees were getting fed up with that, and customers too.
Uh-huh.
And I tried talking to the because we're on the local our Hallman's grocery store, and they weren't really wanting to hear what I had to say. But I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't even seem right. We know all the social distancing and flattens are dumb, but there's actually something to this where it actually was violating the international fire code, the building code. I wasn't for sure, but it's called means of egress. A building of a certain size has to have so many exits, right? So as of yesterday night, the signs for entrance and exit were pulled down, and now you can go in and out any way you want, like it was before.
Okay.
I called the corporate office and explained that to them and told them it was dumb to begin with, but they can actually be violating international building code. So that's a small victory.
Nice. Nice. I like it. Thank you. You know what?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. It's nice to hear that. You know, sometimes people are getting pretty screwy with the rules and making them up as they go. And it's really, I'm not quite sure why they're doing it. It's like they have to have something to do. If they're such a busybody, I'm sure I could find them something else.
I was going out the wrong way as much as I could anyways. It's kind of some civil disobedience. But they actually would, like, hound you and, like, try, you know. I feel bad for the employees that are enforcing some of these things.
Right.
Like, some of the people that are willing to do it, but they get these little enforcers in there, and these people that are getting, you know, enjoying policing everybody. It's weird.
It's true. I know. They're on steroids with it too. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. And yes, a victory. Thank you. I love that. That's great. And get nice to hear, because the rules don't make any sense. And you know what? What's interesting is when people are gathering together, what are they talking about? The insanity of the rules that some of you business owners out there are creating for people. In fact, there's a lot of disdain for how you're going about it, what you're doing. So please stop. Please stop making up rules. And we've lived under this tyranny, and I think we'd like to see it come to an end. Back to the voting. Vote your conscience, because you know what? Not a lot's changing. Not a lot has changed. And if we don't do something more drastically different, I'm not quite sure it ever will. And when we all were sitting there with businesses closed and nobody would stand up for us, are we not going to remember that? Because when it happens this fall, clearly after the election, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Those people are cemented in. See, everybody regrets their vote for Romney right now. But think about this. What was the argument to get him in? Oh, if you don't vote for him, the Democrat will win. So if you went back in time, would you do it again? See, we're so wired to get our guy in, we don't even ask, what's our guy going to do? That's the problem. So I'd like to see some action. And so far, you know, everybody's got a track record, and it's easy to kind of look up and you decide whether the trade-offs are worth it or not. And I think that it would be different to everybody. And so I am not dissing you. If you're voting for Greg or Thomas, I mean, you'll stand behind that vote, and I know you have your reasons, and that's fine with me. That's fine with me. It's just, you know, the trade-offs I'm not quite sure I can go for, but what do we do? So I appreciate that question. Thank you. And I know that it's tough because we're hardwired. We've been hardwired for a long time to think only in party politics. And it's been killing us for 120 years, but that's what we're wired to think in. And we have got to pull ourselves out of that party coma. It's not a good thing. Did they get rid of Obamacare when they had all the power in the House, the Senate, and the presidency? Nope. Nope. So ask yourself, are things actually getting done? Or are they just little tiny things? I think they're small. They're small. They're not the big kahuna victories, right? That's what we really need right now in favor of our liberty. So, by the way, I have to applaud Trump on China. He really came out and gave a great speech on China and nailed down exactly some of the problems. And I appreciate that. I'll always give props where props are due. And saying those things about China can't be easy when the New World Order would absolutely love a different conversation about China. So I was glad to hear those things. And you know what? I'd like some real change. That's what I would like to see, some real change. And there's an awful lot that needs to be done. I know it can't all be done, and I don't put it all on one person's shoulders, no matter the position. But we have incumbents that are disgraceful. We have people here in Utah that should never be in public office. They should never have been put there. And why we keep them there is beyond me. And so I'm really not trying to be mean to anybody. But if you're running for office, your record should be talked about, right? It should be. All right. I'm going to come back on with some great guests. Hang out with me, because in the final hour, I want to show you some of the things about the George Lloyd case that were very, very interesting to me. And I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.